And continuing Idaho Matters today, phasing out fossil fuels requires a lot of clean energy infrastructure, like solar farms. And now workers in one sun-soaked part of our region are grabbing a share of that green gold rush. They're retraining workers to handle the growth in solar. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradell has more.
In northern Nevada, east of Reno, a mountainous desert unfolds like a pop-up book. Wild horses on hillsides stand still as toys. Green-gray sagebrush paints the land, baking under the summer sun. On a 10-acre slice of this desert, people are working to turn the sunshine into paychecks. It's where the Reno branch of the Laborers International Union of North America is retraining members for jobs in the solar industry. One of them is Francisco Valenzuela. He's using a wrench to secure brackets to a long steel tube on posts about 4 feet off the ground. What looks like a giant erector set is the support structure common on large-scale solar farms.
We hold the panels, and we set it up.
A few years ago, Valenzuela did electrical work for a solar project not far from here. Now, he's gaining more skills so he can land more jobs. The 43-year-old lives in Reno for trade jobs in northern Nevada. He visits his two kids in Las Vegas when work is slow. But he's found that's rare in solar.
You stay busy the whole year working.
There's a huge employment boom in solar, and Nevada is leading the charge. Other states are turning to Nevada for guidance on training workers for jobs on large-scale plants. After all, this year more than half of all new power generation in the U.S. will be solar. Developers plan to install roughly 29 gigawatts, more than double the current annual record. To handle that growth, the Solar Energy Industries Association says about 800,000 new workers will be needed in less than a decade. That's to push solar's share of the nation's electricity generation to 30% by 2030. It accounted for less than 4% last year.
Employers have a need and they're hiring, and the pace with which we are hiring and growing is fast.
That's Cynthia Finley with the Interstate Renewable Energy Council. It says there were more than 250,000 solar workers across the country last year, but nearly half of the industry's employers said it was very difficult to find qualified applicants. Finley says the biggest challenge is
finding the training to give you those skills and qualifications to do that job.
Nevada is taking the lead in developing that workforce for its residents. The state has the nation's largest solar workforce on a per capita basis and ranks eighth in total solar jobs, with more than 7,500. Despite the economic and renewable energy benefits, solar projects can have a big environmental impact. Patrick Donnelly is with the Center for Biological Diversity, which generally supports solar energy.
What we do have concerns with is the kind of current push toward developing these projects largely in intact desert habitats and undeveloped landscapes.
But, he adds, the biggest threat to biodiversity is climate change, and the main cause is burning fossil fuels. That means more solar farms are needed, and the workforce has to grow.
Do we want them real tight or just...
As long as they're not going to slide off.
Okay.
Back in northern Nevada, Paige Dendecker is also getting trained in solar work. The 57-year-old used to be a flagger for mining operations, but is finding more and more solar opportunities.
You make better money, it's better for the environment, and it also creates a lot of jobs for our apprentices and everybody that's in the laborers union.
She's not kidding. The Reno branch of the laborers union prepares an average of 25 people a month for solar assembly and installation, and sometimes a lot more, says Al DeVita, the center's director.
I mean, we invested a lot of money in this training because we know there's a lot of work. You know, where our piece of it is to try and provide a skilled workforce.
This year alone, the projects planned for Nevada could increase solar generation in the state by almost 1,600 megawatts, enough to power more than 250,000 homes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradell.
That story was produced in partnership with Climate Central. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.